Morning, I'm Gifford Miller. Morning, I'm Gifford Miller. Morning, I'm Gifford Miller. How are you?
It's 7:30 a.m. at the Ditmar subway station in Astoria, Queens, and as riders attempt to juggle newspapers, coffee cups, and overstuffed bags, it's difficult to get a handshake in. One woman offered her elbow instead, and Gifford Miller complied. He says a good attitude is essential.
The most important thing is smiling. It doesn't do it every time. If you smile, people smile back. It's a friendly neighborhood here. Not every place is as friendly as Astoria. And you get some nasty stuff.
Sunday's mayoral debate is fresh on the minds of some writers.
I was on TV the other day.
How'd I do?
Good. You did very good, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
You did very good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good.
After 2 hours in Astoria, Miller heads to his other job, running the city council. At City Hall, he greets police officers and walks through a metal detector.
Henry!
He was there to hold a press conference announcing a resolution that supports giving city workers who serve in the military accident disability benefits if they get wounded during war.
We've estimated the cost of this at about $100,000 a year, which is a drop in the bucket. So what we're saying is that if someone is seriously injured abroad while serving our country, they ought to get treated. And they're a city worker, and they can't come back and do the job here in the city because of their injury, they ought to get treated like they got injured on the job here, because they're certainly still serving us.
The city council doesn't have the power to pass such a law. It would have to be done by the state. So far, no one has introduced the legislation, although Miller's office says an assemblywoman is interested. Only 4 reporters showed up for the press conference, and they were all interested in the campaign. One reporter asked whether the candidates were hurting each other by slugging it out during the last debate.
How do you see it?
I think that a good, spirited Democratic primary will result in the strongest candidate coming forward, and that's the thing that the mayor ought to worry about, because I think the Democratic Party certainly will come back together. I also think that people are overplaying the divisiveness of this primary.
The candidate is always dressed in a dark suit, and today is no different. His jacket is off, and he wears a bright blue tie with a white shirt as he walks briskly to his next event. 2 bodyguards and a few staff members follow closely behind him. At Lexington and 63rd, he walks down a subway escalator, carefully dodging people.
We're in a little bit of a hurry. Gives a good flavor for how.
Miller says he rides the subway about once a week. At the first mayoral debate, Miller answered no when asked if he would take the subway to work every day. He says that's too difficult of a promise to make, given that the job of mayor requires keeping a tight schedule. Miller's singing has garnered much attention during his campaign. While sitting on the F train, he talks about his favorite songs.
I sing different anthems. One of the things I love about the city is the diversity, and I've learned a lot of the different anthems in different languages. You know, I do a very poor Frank Sinatra impression.
Would you like to do it for
me? No, I really wouldn't. See, I need a very non-critical audience for it to really work.
He says his most memorable campaign moment so far has been singing gospel music in a church.
One of the things I discovered is if you have a great gospel choir backing you up, nobody really even knows what you're singing anyway, so you're okay. Well, we just came out of the Roosevelt Island subway station. It's one of the deepest subway stations. You're down hundreds and hundreds of feet.
Roosevelt Island is one of Miller's strongholds.
Got a view of the east side. Skyline here.
He has represented the neighborhood for 10 years, and to the senior citizens, he's like a rock star.
Good to see you.
Come on. Good to see you.
Where you been?
You got my phone.
Okay. Good to see
you.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm glad you're going to be running for us.
Thank you. Come on.
A few dozen seniors have gathered in a small meeting room to hear him speak.
So this year, I'm very pleased to announce that I'm able to bring, instead of, I think usually we do $20,000, we did $10,000 more this year.
Miller is comfortable mingling with the seniors, mostly women who've shown up.
Why can't they do something for seniors for swimming?
Ruth Davidson is a loyal constituent.
I never voted for that Bloom, whatever his name is, and I'm not going to.
What is it that you like about him?
It's the way he is himself. You want to hug him and squeeze him. He's a good guy and he's smart. He's smart.
The seniors at Miller's next stop were not as easy to win over. The Brookdale Senior Living Facility is an upscale luxury building that sits near the Hudson River in Lower Manhattan. Miller's grandmother is a resident there.
How are you? My wife, Pamela.
Miller's wife, a slim, blonde attorney, says she joins him on the campaign trail often because it's a good way to spend time with her husband, who usually doesn't get home until 10 each night. The couple has two young sons.
At this point, I'd like to introduce Mr. Gifford Miller.
Thank you. Hi, Granny.
The crowd of about 50 seniors had Fernando Ferrer campaign flyers on their laps. Miller's challenger spoke moments earlier. The two men crossed each other in the hall. Miller told seniors he would lower class size, and he said he would give small business owners a tax break and pay for it by taxing insurance companies, who he says pay no corporate taxes at all. The session lasted about 20 minutes. After it was over, Judy Goldman and Lee Boyd were unsure about which candidate they preferred.
What do you think about him, about the two candidates?
I don't remember seeing the first one.
We were here, but she didn't get this program. This guy.
Yeah.
He's a better speaker.
The young one. The one that just got through.
Miller believes his youthful appearance could help him and not hurt him. At his next stop, the Staten Island Ferry Terminal, there were signs he might be right. One woman who would only identify herself as a typical Staten Islander said a young Democrat is what the city needs. She's trying to decide between Miller and Congressman Anthony Weiner.
They're new, it's a fresh face, maybe a fresh start for the city. And I certainly hope they start with the transportation to and from Manhattan and Staten Island.
While more ferry service was a concern for a few, most asked Miller about improving city schools.
You guys don't do something about the education in this city?
Here's my whole...
There will be no employment base left.
Miller gave an answer he repeated throughout the day.
Look, I think we ought to do what they do in the suburbs, which works. Small class sizes, quality teachers...
Miller also answered questions about NASCAR coming to Staten Island. He said he was concerned about it, especially because of the traffic it would create. And he also took some constructive criticism. Beth Lynn Bates watched Sunday's debate with her husband.
Everybody did something or other in the debate that turned us off. And what my husband said about you is that he didn't like it that you were saying, I did this, I did that. Maybe there's a different way of wording it. That was a
but I think that's a good
had.
Point. Maybe step I should up, be saying more clearly. Because look, nobody accomplishes anything in their life by themselves.
Some Staten Islanders already know Miller, who appears to be a regular at the terminal. And that was 23-year-old Steve Gambroni, who works in real estate in Manhattan. He's proof that a warm greeting does not guarantee a vote.
I'm actually going to vote for Bloomberg. I usually do vote Republican, and I like what Mayor Mike has done so far. So I don't feel need to change. But he's still a cool dude. I'd like to have a beer with him if he wanted to do that.
It's 6 p.m. The candidate's energy level is still high.
Miller. Nice to see you. Hi, Gifford Miller.
And it's a good thing because he still plans on appearing at several fundraising house parties in Greenwich Village and the Upper West Side.
Go get him.
He sidesteps Staten Islanders running to catch their boat.
Don't move in there. Don't be in the way. Right here. Just watch. Have a good one now.
For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.